Hi, hi, hi. What a blessed time is it? And I especially want to welcome you to Keeply Flow. This is Wednesday evening, and I believe that you are blessed. God bless you so much for joining our Keeply Flow. And I always say that this is where young people gather to have another portion of God's word during the week. And it's a blessing to come your way. Once again, my name is Reverend Ike, and we've been at this for a very long time. This is the Keeply Flow. Before we start, I would like you to subscribe if you have not subscribed. I'm sure by now, all of you who watch, you have subscribed. So the video just popped up when I come to the studio. So subscribe and then also comment. I want to hear from you. I want to see your reaction during the service. So subscribe and comment and then share the links to your friend. I understand that most of you have been sharing the link, and God bless you so much for sharing the link. I want you to share the link again to your friends and encourage a lot of your friends to join in our service. So this is the Keeply Flow, and trust me, we are going to be here for just 30 minutes. Yes, for 30 minutes, and then we'll be okay. Now, I would like us to pray. I would like us to pray, and then we can start. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for another Wednesday evening. I thank you for the life of these young people that you have brought my way to listen to the word of God. Tonight, I pray that the entrance of your word will give us light and also give us understanding. Father, bless them, anoint them, favor them, give them a heart, a good heart to receive your word tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we are grateful for life. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for protecting us and providing for us. Thank you for the life of our parents. Thank you for the life of our friends and our siblings and everyone connected to us. We are grateful, Holy Spirit. We say, as we have our service and we listen to your word, may your word become a lamp and a light to our path and our way. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you so much for joining. Once again, this is Keeply Flow. This is Keeply Flow. Now, tonight, I'm going to start a new series, a very important topic that it is something that you need to understand. It is something that you need to know as a young boy, as a young Christian coming up. Very important topic. And if you are going to be on this journey as a Christian, you need this topic I'm going to talk about. And so for a couple of weeks, don't miss any of the episode on Keeply Flow, because I'm going to be sharing this important topic with you. You know, when I was going to secondary school, I met a senior, and he was prepping me on what to expect when I go to secondary school. And one of the things he told me, I said, there are three subjects that you must take seriously as you get to secondary school. Then one of them, he said, mathematics, core maths. He said, take core maths seriously. Take integrated science seriously. Take, English language seriously. He said, without these three, even when you pass all the other subjects, without these three, you can't make it to the university. And that thing has stuck with me. And so I also want to tell you that if you are going to be very fruitful on this path, on this journey of Christianity, it's a long journey. You see, Christianity is not a contract to say that I want to be a Christian for 7 years and after that I will come out of some. No. It's a long journey. It's a lifetime commitment. It's a lifetime relationship that you have with God and with the Holy Spirit. Okay. And so if you are going to be on this long journey, there is a subject you need to understand. And this subject I'm about to share with you, it is not something for pastors. It's not something for bishops. It's not something for serious Christians only. It is something that will help you. It is vital for your Christian work. Whether you are a boy, a girl, an adult. I don't want to talk about adult because I don't preach to adults. I preach to only children. And it is not something that is beyond you. It is actually supposed to help you to bring out or to cement your foundation so that you can solidly stand in this walk with God. Hallelujah. And so This topic I'm about to mention, it is something that we struggle with. All of us struggle with. Pastors struggle with it. Serious Christians struggle with it. Everybody struggle. Most people, not everybody, but most people struggle with it. But it is something that you need to involve yourself in, and you need to understand it, and you need to practice it, and it will help you. The title of my preaching, or the title of this episode, is called Quiet Time. It's called Quiet Time. And I'm preaching from this book by my father, my prophet, and my pastor, Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. It says that how you can have effective quiet time with God every day. How you can have an effective quiet time with God every day. Now, I'm going to be on this book. I'm going to be sharing this. This book is not for pastors. This book is not for bishops. It's not for archbishops. It's not for pope. It's not for deputy God. It's also for Christians, a normal Christian, boys and girls like us. So this topic of quiet time is not something that is beyond you. Okay, to say that, oh, we are preaching, or Reverend Ike has come and is preaching a topic that is beyond us, that we cannot assimilate. Assimilate is a big word, that we cannot understand. Okay, so this topic, I'm going to be here for a very long time, and this is one of the pillars of Christianity. One of the pillars of Christianity is quiet time, everyday quiet time. Now, we've been hearing, do your quiet time, do your quiet time. What is quiet time? Most of you don't even understand what, because you see, in our preaching, we always say, have your quiet time, have your quiet time, have your quiet time. And it is one of the things we stress on, and we keep telling you that it's very important. But how do you have the quiet time? How successfully can you have a quiet time? What do you need to have a quiet time? What is the importance of quiet time? What happens to you when you don't have a quiet time? What happens when you have your quiet time? All these questions will be answered in this episode, okay, in this season. So this is called a season of quiet time. And by the grace of God, I'll be sharing from this book, like I said, how you can have an effective quiet time every day. And you see, your quiet time must be every day. Now, what is a quiet time? It's very simple. What is quiet time? As we are shouting, quiet time. Now, quiet time is a time that you spend with God alone. Very simple. Write it down. Quiet time is a time that you spend with God alone. You plus God is called quiet time. It is a time you spend with God alone. Alone. You don't have quiet time in groups. When your father wakes up and he calls your mother and your three other siblings, and you sing in the hall, and your father opens the Bible and share a scripture, that is not quiet time. That is called morning devotion. When you go to school and it's worship time, and then one teacher come and explain the scriptures, you dance, you give offering, that is church service or devotion, okay? Or that morning devotion or school worship time or something. But when you wake up and you pick your Bible and you are in the secret place with God alone, that is equal to quiet time. And you see, being alone with God, that is where the difficulty is. That is the barrier that most people cannot break. That is what people find it difficult to do. Do you get it? And so that is also what I want you to develop. Quiet time is a habit that you have to develop. Hallelujah. Now let's read a portion of the scripture. Okay, let's look at somebody who had his quiet time. Moses. And I think even when we read from this book, we can learn a lot. Look at Exodus chapter 30, verse 1 to 3. Now, also, I told you that I've stopped the screen Bible because most of you don't bring Bible to church. You don't bring Bible. So when it's time, you only look at the screen. You don't open your Bible. So I want you to open your Bible. Okay, I want you to learn how to open your Bible. I want you to know the books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Okay, all these things I want you to know. Okay, I want you to know the books of the Old Testament. I want you to know the books of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians. I want you to know how to even open your Bible without going to table of contents. Do you see? So that when we mention the scripture, you will know that this book is a New Testament book or this book is an Old Testament book. That is what I want you to know. And know which book come after which book. That is why I've stopped the screen scriptures. But with time, I'll resume. If I get to know that you are learning the books of the Bible, I'll resume. Okay. Now, Exodus chapter 34, verse 1 to verse 10. But I'm not going to read all. Bible says that, and the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee 2 tablets of stones, like unto the first. And I will write upon this tablet the words that were in the first tablet, or tables, which thou breakest. It means that Moses broke something that God had made. So when you break a glass in the house, it shouldn't be a big deal. But when you break a glass in a plate, see that your parents are getting worked up. Okay, don't mind them. Even Moses cry has broken something before. So if you break something, it's not news. And be ready in the morning. Be ready in the morning. Let me be here. Now, God told Moses that, be ready in the morning. What does it mean? It means that quiet time must be done in the morning. You see, there's a lot of controversy as to whether quiet time should be done in the morning or it should be done in the afternoon or it should be done in the evening. Look, by the scripture, Exodus chapter 34, verse 1. Bible says that, and be ready in the morning. In the morning, early in the morning. In the morning, I will rise and praise the Lord. In the morning, be ready in the morning and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai and present thyself there to me in the top of the mountain. This is God speaking. Neither let any man be seen throughout the mount. Neither let any man be seen. So God is saying that this meeting you're about to meet me, number one, come in the morning. And then number two, don't come with anyone. Nobody should be seen. So this makes it a quiet time. You don't have quiet time with other people. He said, neither let any man be seen throughout the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. I'll end here. So God was very emphatic, and he says that if what you are about to do is quiet time, number one, it must be done in the morning. And then number two, no man must come up with you. Listen, there are things that you can't do with other people. I'm telling you. Look, fruitfulness, to be a fruitful person, fruitfulness doesn't come in group. It comes with the secret time that you spend with God alone. And so in this episode and beyond, I am campaigning about how you can wake up in the morning, pick up your Bible, go into your secret place, and have fellowship with God and with the Holy Spirit. So Moses had his quiet time. Moses, the man who wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. He had his quiet time. Now, you that you are in class 4, do you understand? There is hope for you. You can also have your quiet time. Yes. So, one person who have had his quiet time in the Bible that we know, that God told him that, come and meet me. You see, quiet time is actually you going to meet God. So, he said, come in the morning. He said, and be ready in the morning. Be ready in the morning. Don't listen to confusion. Don't listen to a lot of people is there in the quiet time cry, we can do it. You see, there's a lot of controversy. Usually when people don't want to do things, and there's a lot of controversy about it. And whether we should go to church on Sunday or Tuesday morning or Wednesday afternoon and all that. Whichever you choose, you can just do it. Yes. And so God told Moses specifically that be ready. Why in the morning?
I think that in the morning you are refreshed. And also in the morning, you are starting your day. Yes, you see, God deserves your first and best. God deserves your first and your best. The first and the best aspect of your day is the morning. So you can't go to school, go and roam, you are tired, you are now coming to open your Bible. No. Early in the morning, I am campaigning once again that if it is quiet time you said you want to have, it should be early in the morning. Early in the morning will I rise, and no man should come with you. So you can't have your quiet time with three of your siblings. You can't even have your quiet time with your uncle. You can't have your quiet time with your mother. You can't have your... It is you and God. Hallelujah. So we have learned from Moses in Exodus 34 that you must be, number one, ready in the morning, and then you must come alone. It's a quiet time that you spend with God alone. Let's look at another person who also had his quiet time. Joshua. Joshua 1:8 is a scripture that you should know how to quote by now. Yes, when I was your age, I could quote Joshua 1:8. I'm telling you. We have a book called Must Know, and that scripture is inside. Joshua 1:8 is from here. Go and learn that scripture. That's your scripture for the week. Joshua 1:8. Yeah, but for now, open it in your Bible. Joshua 1:8. God commanded Joshua to have his quiet time. Joshua 1:8 said that, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Day and night means every day. So from Joshua, we are also learning that your quiet time must be every day. I think I put it down some notes. Number one, your quiet time must be in the morning. Number two, your quiet time must be alone with God. Number three, your quiet time must be every day. Every day. He said, "This book of the law," Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Day and night. If you do a little bit of science, they'll tell you that day and night is equal to day and night. Day and night is equal to a day. Day means during the day. Night means in the night. The two makes a day. So every day you have to do your quiet time. You can't do your quiet time Monday. Tuesday, you don't do. Wednesday, you don't do. Thursday, you do. Friday, Saturday, you don't do. Then Sunday, you do. It is inconsistent. It is irregularly regular. Irregularly regular. So Joshua 1:8 is teaching us that the quiet time that you must have must be every day. Every day. You eat every day. You must read your Bible every day. Every day, thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do. Now we are coming to the next one. If you have your quiet time, the next thing about quiet time is that you must do what you have learned. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So if you have your quiet time and you learn that you shall not lie, you shall not tell a lie. Observe to do. Observe, watch, and do. Tell yourself that from today, I've learned from my Bible that I shouldn't lie. I've learned from my Bible that I shouldn't disrespect my parents. I've learned from my Bible that I should do this, I should do that, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that. Do you understand? Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And the last part said that, "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous." Look, you'll be prosperous. Quiet time will make you prosperous. When you go to school and you are taught, you understand. You'll be a bright child. You'll be a goodly child. In Exodus chapter 2, verse 2, Bible says that when Moses was born, okay, his parents saw that he was a goodly child. Your parents would describe you as a goodly child because you have taken up a habit of having a consistent, regular, quiet time. Beautiful. "And then thou shalt have good success." May you receive good success in Jesus' name. Whatever you do in everything, at school, everywhere at home, may you receive good success. Good success. Whatever you touch will be blessed. Whatever you do will be blessed. You will be a blessed child. You will be used as an example of a good behavior. In the name of Jesus, your parents will like you. You will bring joy to your parents. When your parents see you, you will be a source of joy. You will be a source of excitement to your parents. The people in the community, the people in the compound house, the people around you, when they see you, they will say that, indeed, this is a blessed child. Hallelujah. So you see, quiet time is a very important aspect of our lives as Christians. And so if you say you are going to be a Christian or you are living this Christian life and you don't do your quiet time, there's a problem. These are great people who had quiet time. Another person who had quiet time, who had this quiet time, was Jesus. Oh, if Jesus, who came from heaven, you see, the man, he knows everything. He came from heaven. You came from heaven to earth to show. The man came from heaven. He knows what is in heaven. Even he had his quiet time. Do you understand? Then you that you are here, that you have not gone to heaven before. Do you understand? You have not even gone above your roof before. How is it possible that you can successfully live your life without having a quiet time? Do you see? So let's look at Jesus too. In Mark chapter 1 verse 35. Mark 1:35. Today I'm showing you people who had quiet time. People who had quiet time. Mark 1:35. Mark 1. Bible said that, and in the morning, again, the morning has come yet. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day. Another thing we must learn here is that for you to have a successful quiet time, you have to wake up a bit earlier. Look, you don't wake up early. You don't wake up early. Small boy, you will watch television. You will watch all these series on TV. And you sleep around 12:30. How do you expect to wake up early? When your parents are awake, you wake up and Nicodemusly come and put on the TV and watch other movies. You don't sleep early. Class 6 boy, you don't sleep early. So if you don't sleep early, you also not wake up early, or you eat very heavy. See that banku and okra stew. Hey, you ate. Now you see that your stomach has come out. That thing, if you sleep, you wake up early. Do you understand? So a good way to wake up early is to sleep early. Sleep early. No. Sleep early. I'm telling you, if really you want to have time with God, Jesus woke up very early. And in the morning, some of you during the vacation, you see that you don't wake up early. No, you don't wake up early. Vacation, you wake up 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Because you feel that, this one, I don't have to go to school and all that. Listen, you must have a habit of waking up early. It will even help your normal life. It will, your normal Christian life. Even your normal life, it will help you. So Jesus in Mark chapter 1 verse 35, Bible said that, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place. Now English language says solitary. Solitary means a quiet place. So you see, you can't be doing your quiet time in your classroom. Your class is not a solitary place. No. You see, your class, there's a lot of fighting, insult. There's a lot of jumping, shouting. You can't successfully hear the voice of God in that environment. Do you understand? So he said, in the morning, which we keep saying that your quiet time must be in the morning, rising up a great while. It means that you have to wake up a great while before everyone wake up. It's not easy. This is Christianity. This is practical Christianity. And this is a habit that you must form. Jesus was waking up a great while. A great while. I don't know what time you go to school, but most of you, by 6 o'clock, 6:30, your bus has come. Because your parents want to beat traffic, some of them, 6 o'clock, you're on the move. It means that you have to wake up early. Do you see? So this is another reason you must sleep early, because you have to wake up early. So you have to wake up a bit earlier. And you see, when you wake up earlier, try and tell yourself that this, my 15 minutes with God, it will come on. This 15 minutes that I have to spend with God, it will still come on. Do you understand? Uh-huh. And then he departed into a solitary place. A solitary place is a quiet place in your house. You must have a quiet place where you meet God. If you are going to be a successful Christian, listen to me. You must have a place where you meet God. There must always be a place that you meet God alone. Alone. Fruitfulness doesn't come in loudness. Fruitfulness is in silence. You are going to be fruitful. Your walk with God is going to be solid. You need a quiet place, a quiet time, an alone time with God. God is not interested in large numbers where there is a lot of people. Usually those things, and it doesn't create, you see, your friend, your best friend at school, you see that you relate with the person secretly. You and the person, you have some vibe. You eat with the person. You talk with the person all the time. You even sit with the person in class. Your relationship develops and it becomes stronger. There are other people in your class. Probably you don't eat with them. You occasionally say hello to them because your classmate. You are not fighting or quarreling with them. Do you understand? But this particular person I'm talking about, you have their contact, you call them, when you get home, you text them, the day they don't come to school, you check on them, you go to their house, you visit them, Saturdays you are in their home and all that. You talk to them, you eat with them, that person becomes your friend. And that is how relationships are developed. Now, bring that same thing to what I'm talking about. When you have, if you are going to develop a good relationship with Jesus Christ, with God, what is going to happen is that you must communicate. You see, anybody you communicate to every day, you develop a good relationship. You develop relationship with the person, and a good one, of course. Yes. And that's how come people fall in love. If you talk to somebody, any normal person, if you even take anybody and you talk to the person all the time, you will see that you develop some relationship with the person, and you end up falling in love with the person. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. So, Bible said that he departed into a solitary place, a quiet place. And Bible saying, and there prayed. He prayed. Your quiet time. Jesus had this personal quiet time a great while before day. And he taught his disciples that, look, you have to separate yourself from everybody. That moment, that if it is 10 minutes, if it is 15 minutes, if it is 20 minutes, I'm not saying have your quiet time for 1 hour. No. I'm not saying have your quiet time for 2 hours. No. If it is 10 minutes alone with God. No. You imagine somebody you talk to with 10 minutes every day. Every day. Constant 10 minutes every day with somebody. Hey, your relationship with the person becomes stronger. Yes. And this thing I'm talking about is not beyond you. You must learn it. It's a habit you must form now as you are growing up. You see, when you grow up, you are likely not to do it. Look, we have Christians who don't have their quiet time. We have pastors who don't have their quiet time. We have reverend ministers who don't have their quiet time. We even have bishops who struggle to have their quiet time. I'm telling you. It is a struggle for most Christians to have their quiet time. That is why I am talking about this thing. Because you see, the moment you cultivate this, and it stays with you. Have you not seen that when you were very, 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 very young, your parents struggle with you to brush your teeth? When they have to catch you, three of your siblings have to come and hold your leg. Some have to hold your mouth, hold your nose before they can brush your teeth. But when you developed that habit, now, you wake up, willingly go for your toothbrush, and you brush your teeth. Because, you see, you have developed, and when you wake up and you don't brush your teeth, you don't feel good. Even you yourself, you don't eat if you don't brush your teeth. Nobody tells you that don't eat. You just feel uncomfortable for not brushing your teeth. That is how you must behave. Do you understand? When you wake up and you don't have your quiet time, you must feel very uncomfortable. Something must be wrong that I can't eat if I have not read my Bible. So Jesus had his quiet time. Hallelujah. Jesus had his quiet time. And the last person who had his quiet time that we are going to talk about is David. David. You know David? David was a shepherd boy. He killed Goliath and shouted for joy. Little David play on the harp. Hallelujah. That guy, David. David who killed Goliath. He had his quiet time. Look at Psalm 63, verse 1 and verse 6. He said, "Thou, O Lord, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee." Early morning will I. You see that all these people is early morning. Give the best part of your day to God. Give the best. Don't do your quiet time in your car. Don't do the quiet time in your trotro. Don't do the quiet time in your school bus. Don't do the quiet time in your class. Don't do the quiet time during break time. Do it in the morning. Don't be in a rush. I'll teach you the importance of quiet time, and you see that you will have to do it. Insist on your daily quiet time with God. Insist on it. You see, when you go to buy some things at some shop, they tell you that insist on your receipt. Insist. At my hospital, when you come there, one of the things they say that insist on your receipt. When if you pay any money, insist that they give you receipt. I'm also telling you that insist on your quiet time. Insist on your daily, constant, quiet time. Hallelujah. So David said, "Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee." Charlie David, he had the rap, so. "My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. When I remember thee upon my bed, I meditate on thee in the night watches." Hey, David had raps. You see, and when David says this thing to God, Charlie, God himself, he has seen that. Nah, I have somebody who loves me. Hallelujah. So quiet time is important. Important people in the Bible had their quiet time. Important people devoted their time to communicate, to have fellowship with God. And I think this is a good habit to develop. A good habit. Now before you grow up, now before you enter secondary school, now before you even enter JHS, I want you to develop this habit of having consistent quiet time. Listen, this quiet time thing is not a topic for popes. It's not a topic for cardinals. It's not a topic for archbishops, deputy God, apostolos, evangelists, reverend ministers, and all that. You see, because they can also confuse you with these things. Hey, Bible exegesis, eschatology. Do you understand? Homiletics. You see, when you hear this word, you tell yourself that, hey, where will we get there? Listen, you can get there by having a daily quiet time. Because these Bible school people, they can confuse us with the big, big words. Eschatology. Bible homiletics. Bible exegesis. I don't know where they get these words from. But you see, in your own small way, you can also have a quiet time. You can develop a good relationship with God. May you be in the good books of Jesus Christ. May you be in the good books of God. May God know you. He said that at some time, people will come to heaven and then you tell them, "I knew you not. I don't know you." God will know you as you have your quiet time. He will know you. David had his quiet time. Jesus had his quiet time. Joshua had his quiet time. Moses had his quiet time. Ekuya, you can have your quiet time. Abena, you can have. Edwin, you can have your quiet time. Anderson, you can have your quiet time. All of you watching and listening to me, you can also have your quiet time. And I explained from the beginning that a quiet time is a time that you spend with God alone. In the next episode, I'm going to show you what the quiet time entails. What do you do when you are spending that time with God alone? What do you do? What do you do? Do you understand? How do you have that effective quiet time? And it must be every day. May you insist on your daily quiet time. I pray for you that you will wake up and you will willingly go for your Bible. You see, just as you wake up and you willingly fight for jollof, you fight for wache, you fight with your siblings over TV remote and all that. When you wake up, willingly go for your Bible. Willingly, without anybody giving you pressure. Anything you do where somebody gives you pressure, it's not real. Like me, nobody gives me pressure to preach to you. It's real. I just come, I just have the desire to preach to you. Do you understand? So I pray that may you wake up, may you develop this habit of having a good fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God bless you so much. It's been a pleasure here. And tonight, I want to pray with you before I leave you. I want to pray with you. You have just joined. Today's your first time. You have just joined us and you have just fellowship with us and you have learned about quiet time. Don't skip next week. Next week, I'm going to be sharing with you some startling revelation when it comes to this quiet time thing. But tonight, before we go to bed, before we leave, I want to pray for you. Close your eyes wherever you are. Father, thank you for all the children who have listened to your word this morning, who have learned about quiet time, who have learned about great people in the Bible who had their quiet time. I pray, oh God, that you help us to develop this good habit of having our quiet time, of having to meet you. Give us a solid foundation in our Christian life and with our walk with you. Tonight, you have listened to me. You are not born again. You want to say, Reverend, I want you to pray for me. I want to go to heaven when I die. Listen, you are not too young to die. Just that you are not going to die now. But you are not too young to die. In my pastoral work, I've seen children die before. I've buried children before. I stood by their graveside and I buried them before. Yes. And there's no children's service hell or children's service heaven. Heaven is heaven and hell is hell. You will escape hell. I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Please help me, forgive me, and write my name in the book of life. I believe in my heart, and I confess you with my mouth that you are Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for everyone who gave their lives to you. I pray that you hold us and lead us. As they go to bed, Lord, I pray for them. That, Lord, may they see angels. Show them heaven. Help them and wake them up tomorrow morning. Deliver them from accident. Deliver them from evil. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you so much. Hopefully next week, I'll come your way with another edition of Keeply Flow. God bless you. My name is Reverend Ike. Bye.